Coming to you from New Milford High School in New Milford, New Jersey, it's the Nightcast. Welcome to another episode of the New Milford High School podcast. Today we are going to highlight one of the New Milford School District's main goals, which is educating the whole child and providing a comprehensive education to the children of New Milford. As in any school district, New Milford strives for the academic success of its students. But we also realize that that success depends on the physical, social, and emotional well-being of the students in the schools. There are numerous educational programs and support systems in place, both at New Milford High School and throughout the district, to help nurture that well-being of students. Here to share with us today a lot of information about the programs and systems at New Milford High School, District Coordinator of Nursing Services, Lisa Natal, and Student Assistance Coordinator, Doreen Zacher. We'll begin by hearing from Ms. Natal. Welcome.
Well, you've said it best so far, Michelle. Here in New Milford, we do focus on the whole child. In 1987, there was a model put forth called the Coordinated School Health Model. It was more of a narrow scope on academics, and shortly thereafter, the whole child, whole school, whole community concept was introduced. And New Milford embraced it. And for us, what that meant was, as you said in the introduction, focus and concentration on not just the physical, well-being of the children to elevate learning in academics, but it was also social, emotional, and helping them strive in all of those areas. When I came to New Milford in 2015 as the school nurse, she and I hit it off immediately. And so she and I were able to collaborate pretty effectively on what we call an integrated model, or essentially interdisciplinary models of communication and collaboration in everything that we do. So what does that really mean? So it means that when we look at programs to educate students, we try to do things, let's say on a quarterly basis as an example. We'll try to do in-service education, not just for the faculty, but also for the kids, but also to incorporate the community. The important part about community is studies have shown that partnering with families, especially at the middle school and high school level, is so important. In elementary school, parents are still pretty much involved in what the kids do in terms of academics, social, emotional well-being. When we get to middle school and high school, and certainly in that autonomous stage of life in their adolescent period, they start to separate more from their families and from their parents, which is a normal developmental growth. However, we see things that are so much improved in terms of behavior and well adjustment when parents are involved. So our focus with the kids is to really educate them, educate the faculty, but also involve the parents in the community. So Mrs. Zacher and I have spent a lot of time developing education. We do breast cancer awareness. We do automated external defibrillation education. We do drills for that. We educate them on, such things as vaping, which is a big epidemic in this country, not just in, Bergen County, but everywhere. We've certainly seen a lot of deaths in that. We educate them on anxiety and how to cope, basically, with all of these things that go on in their lives. Social media plays a huge role in all of these aspects. And so we try to educate them, too, about connections. We see a lot of the kids at the high school level, most especially, and now, of course, we're seeing elevations of this at the middle school as well, that basically, they've lost connections. And those connections are basically with their families, right? Because social media plays a huge role in influencing our kids and in a lot of the things that they do. So our focus really is to sort of reconnect them with their families, educate the community, educate their families on what they're learning in school, and to help them apply those principles at home as well. Educate the kids themselves in terms of keeping themselves healthy. We do drug and alcohol abuse prevention and intervention education. We do sexually transmitted diseases. We do all the whole gamut of physical and, emotional, mental health education. And so we're finding that it's just helping us to gain more and more relationships with the kids. It helps us to become closer to them. It helps them trust us. It helps us to see the benefits of them wanting to participate in our programs. For example, Mrs. Acker, a couple years ago, upon some of our conversations, began this group called Saving a Generation. And the kids themselves are involved in this organization. And so it's sort of a peer-to-peer organization where they are learning themselves and wanting to share that with their friends in order to invoke change, to be empowered. And so it's been a really successful run of it with them. Because people have been educated in the community, other schools have been invited to these nighttime educations that we provide as well. So we've been very lucky in having many of the members of the community attend, including other school districts, as they've been invited through the Student Assistance Coordinator Program. The Student Assistance Coordinators have been invited, the school nurses have been invited, administration has been invited, and we've been very successful. And so in light of that, we've been invited now to other schools to present some of this educational material that we've given to our students and to our community, and other communities have recognized the value in it and want to then pass it along to their school systems. Mrs. Acker and I have put in a lot of effort in terms of attending other training sessions, other school districts too, just to see what they're doing. And the thing that I loved about New Milford and coming here and being able to have a collaborated effort with her as well as the other administrative arms in the high school, such as the guidance department, the child study team, the administration, she and I have been able to collaborate with them well as it relates to the welfare of the students. And that's one thing that that I think that we're doing well here in New Milford as it relates to the whole child and making sure that these kids are getting well adjusted.
Thank you, Ms. Natal. It's obvious from everything that you shared that not only is educating the whole child a focus in New Milford, but it's a huge priority. And as a parent and as a community member, we do hear this term a bit, the whole child, and it's helpful to hear you talk and to break that down a little bit and to understand what educating a whole child actually means and how much there is that goes into that. So now we'll hear some more of the specifics in terms of programs that are offered here at the high school and throughout the district from Mrs. Zacher. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you. I think one of the key issues that Mrs. Natal and I really try to have a philosophy is mentoring and preventive care, and to provide the ability for our kids to foster and empower our youth to advocate for themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. We have developed multiple programs which empower our students to take control of not only their life, but the lives of their fellow classmates. I have had the honor to have worked through the New Milford School District as the District Student Assistance Coordinator since 2008 and the District Harassment, Intimidation, and Bullying Coordinator since 2011. And since then, we've developed many programs such as BUDDY, which is our Bullying Undermines Developing Diverse Youth. Since we implemented that program in 2011, we have had a massive decrease in any kind of identified bullying, intimidation, or harassment of behaviors of our students because our kids are empowered. They do not and will not allow anyone to be demoralized or discriminated against due to any perceived characteristics. We have probably one of the lowest rates of HIV identified in our district. And I get asked, how do you do it? And I basically say, I don't. Our kids do. We have our stigma, sexual identity, gender members, and allies. Our LGBT students are free to walk in the hallway. They do not have to fear because of their sexuality or how they identify. In other schools, these kids don't have that opportunity. They still live in fear. We at New Milford celebrate our kids for who they are, not what they are. We have other programs like, we just were invited to Youth Talks About Racism in Fairleigh Dickinson University. And our students are going to attend this, and they're going to learn different aspects in regards to racism. That includes sexual identity, genders, race, creed, color. So we're going to have a better understanding because our school is a multi-pot. We do have different races here, but we don't see any kind of exclusion just because of the color of the skin. We also have active members in YTAP, which is our youth tobacco and prevention program, where our kids attend meetings. Not only do they not attend meetings during school, they attend them at 5:30 to 8 on their own time because they are that dedicated to stop the vaping situation going on in our building. We also have a program called, we're just getting into this one, called Comfort Zone Camp, where our students are going to be volunteering to work a camp for kids age 7 through 18 who have lost a parent or a sibling. So they're going to spend time with them at a camp to make sure that they're not losing sight of their childhood because of that tragic grief. We want to make sure that we're putting smiles on even strangers' faces. We're also doing this amazing program for Major Bill White, who is a 104-year-old World War II veteran, who all he asked for was Valentine's. So our New Milford school kids and the faculty stepped up, and we have almost 1,000 cards going to this man to thank him for his service. We also have a program called SAG, which is Saving Our Generation, that Mr. Tal spoke of. We educate our students on drug and alcohol, mental health, school violence, and vaping. Because we have learned that if Ms. Natal and Ms. Zacher come up and offer a program, even though our programs are educational and funny and entertaining, you get a lot more information from your peers. If your peers are standing there saying, don't do this and this is why, and they are truly convicted to the situation and to offer this education, the kids are going to pay more attention. Because it's not just Ms. Natal and, you know, Mrs. Zacher doing their job. It's, wow, I really didn't know that. I think one of our proudest developments in regards to saving a generation is that we are really reaching other students throughout Bergen County. And we were receiving so many phone calls in regards to, could you implement this program? Could we have a PowerPoint? Could you help us on this? That on March 23rd, Ms. Natal and I are hosting Saving a Generation 2, and we will be hosting Bergenfield High School, Henry P. Becton High School, Leonia High School, Dwight Morrow High School, and Waldrick High School, and we will be training them on school violence. We will be training them on mental health and substance abuse. We will be training them on bullying, intimidation, and harassment. We are going to be training them in a way that we want to educate them as much as our students are educated, for they can turnkey it into their district so we can be on the same page, because it's really important that if we're fighting the same fight, that we're fighting it the same way. So our education is going to be focused on what can you do to make a difference? What can you do if you have someone who has mental health? Do you know the signs? Do you know what to do if, God forbid, you hear something that somebody may do something to the school? Where do you go? Who is your person? Our kids at the high school here at New Milford pretty much will go to Ms. Natal or I, but where do the other kids go to? What is working in their school? What is not working in our school? We need to hear it from the kids who live it every day. We work in the high school, but this is their education. This is what we're trying to empower our students to do through our programs. We are trying to show that you have to take care of yourself, but also by taking care of yourself, you can help others. A simple thank you, a simple are you okay, can make the difference. We are blessed, Mr. Tal and I, that we seem to be ground zero, that we have developed such a relationship with the children. And that is not just in the high school, it is K through 12. The nursing staff, the clinical staff, and myself, we are able to reach these students. So we have kids who are in crisis, and they will come to us and say, I need help. Our kids are doing things that adults can't do because they understand that we are here to help them. We are not here to judge them. We cannot have them make the next step in their life if there is something that is hindering their ability to excel academically, socially, and emotionally. We don't judge, we love. This New Milford community is our extended family. And when a family needs help, Lisa Natal and Doreen Zacher are here.
Wow, Mrs. Zacher, when you talk about empowering students, what you're saying here is it makes such an impact. And I mean, talk about empowering students on so many different levels. And the fact that you're also, as a team, not just working, it sounds tirelessly, to do this in our New Milford district, but you're looking beyond, you're reaching out to other people, to other districts in the area, so that this spreads. And as you mentioned, the low incidence of harassment, intimidation, and bullying speak to the success of the program here.
You know, and if I may also add, the programs that Mrs. Zacher spoke about enable us to do our job better every day for these kids. Our job mainly during the day is to take the highs and the lows that these kids feel throughout the day, whether they're sad, they're depressed, they're whatever their emotion is. Our job during the day is to level them off, whether it's a physical, somatic symptom, whether it's an emotional, social issue that they're experiencing. It enables us to be close enough and to have relationships with them that they come to us and they trust us, so we can level them off, which elevates their level of academic success. So here at the high school, we had another program called Visiting Angels. And our senior level students were enabled to participate and to go out and serve the community. They had an interest in taking everything that they were learning and being empowered and having their peer-to-peer relationships, and they wanted to do something to invoke change in the community. And so they volunteered to participate in one of the nursing homes here in New Milford at Woodcrest, but other nursing home facilities throughout the community. And so their main responsibility was to go in and to spend time just with these elderly folks and give back to them for all that they have done in their lives for others. And so, as Mrs. Zacher was saying earlier, these kids are becoming empowered. They're seeing the benefit of change that they can impact on other people. It's not just about themselves. It's not the selfish view that many kids have today, as we were talking about social media earlier, and they get this one tunnel vision view of life and how great everyone's life is that they see on social media. Instead, they're able to apply it to themselves and understand what it is to serve others and to have what that impact feels like on them. One of the other programs that Mrs. Zacher and I are doing at the administrative level is we've been invited to participate in the Bergen County Opioid Alliance Council. It's an advisory board of the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office, ourselves, the Bergen County Opiate Coalition, a few other school districts in Bergen County, the NJSIAA, which is the athletic organization, the administrative body for rules and regulations, the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and pharmaceutical organization throughout the state of New Jersey that regulates reporting statistics for opioid abuse. So together, we've been able to accomplish much with this group. We've recently shared with them a protocol that we have in New Milford School District to keep the kids on our radar of those that we know have had surgery or were injured here at the high school, and through the permission of their parents, have been able to share with our internal core administrative team to sort of keep those kids on our radar and make sure that we're educating them and helping them be aware of the opioid crisis that we're currently experiencing. Many of them are athletes, many of them are not. And so we're able to educate the parents on this opioid crisis and how to keep their kids safe and what to do, how to dispose of all opioid medications in their homes to keep their families safe once the pain management course has been completed. If there's leftover medications, we give them information on how to dispose of that medication as well. So the protocol that we have in place, as we share through the nurse's office, through the trainer, through the athletic department, through the SAC, communicated then to the guidance counselors and the administration, those kids who we maybe need to hold their hand a little bit longer to get them through and make sure that they come through it without any issues, has been a great success here. And we've been able to share that with other school districts through this organization.
Gosh, you know, as a parent and thinking, of course, of all the parents listening to this podcast, I can't help but be aware of, you know, when we send our kids to school, of course, what do we mostly ask when they come home? You know, how was math, or how was the test, or do you have homework? But we realize, and certainly in listening to this incredible information you've both been sharing, that it's one piece of just such a huge puzzle, so to speak. And I find it so comforting and impressive that the New Milford School District places quite an emphasis on this, and that you, Ms. Natal, and Mrs. Zacher, among many others I can hear, spend so much time and effort to do what's best for the students of this community. Hearing how much you value giving the students the power and giving the students the experiences, whether it's at a nursing home, whether it's going down to talk to students who are younger in the other schools, whether it's just smiling at someone in the hallway or saying, how can I help you? It's really hard to put into words the value that it's giving to this overall whole education of the students in the New Milford community. I do want to ask you, you know, for parents who are listening and they want to take advantage maybe of some of the programs, or perhaps there's a program they weren't familiar with, or they're just thinking, how do I know about these things, or how can I get more information about these things? Where should they look, and where can they find that information?
We would encourage the parents to have their kids participate in these programs. So as you were saying, Mrs. Baluzzi, when the kids come home from school and you say, how was math? Say, hey, you know, I heard about this really great program. Go see Mrs. Acker or go see Mrs. Natal, because we would love to have them be a part of it and participate in these programs. And definitely be looking for emails and blasts through our email system from our principal. Anytime there's a program in the evenings or any programs that are upcoming, we're pretty good at communicating those items. So please participate, because we would love to have you.
I think one of the key issues in regards to reaching out for help is that you're taking the first step. If you have a question in regards to medical, Lisa Natal is a person to go to. She will give you the guidance, she will give you your knowledge, and she will treat your child with love. When and if you ever need assistance through my program in regards to mental health or substance abuse or harassment, intimidation, and bullying, the key issue that you have to understand is that our society has such a stigma on this that we need to stop that and advocate for our students. If you have a question regarding the safety or overwhelm of your child, and you're not sure of what's going on, a phone call to my office is a simple phone call. But that phone call can make all the difference. Please reach out to either Lisa Natal or I if you have any questions.
That's great advice. Thank you to both of you. I hope that through this episode, we have given those who are listening more questions to ask, because I know as parents, you know, we say to each other, if it's sitting down to dinner or maybe it's time in the car, a lot of us say, oh, it's so hard to get information out. They don't tell me anything. But I hope that this episode has given parents perhaps some doors of conversation that can be opened. We also hope that if there's questions you might have, that you feel free to contact Ms. Natal or Mrs. Zacher or anyone else at the school who you or your child feels comfortable with. Look for emails or information on the high school Facebook page or on Twitter for programs offered to parents. They're always out there, and also programs offered for students. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to the Nightcast. Check us out at newmilfordschools.org/New Milford High School. Look for us in your inbox from the night. Find us on the New Milford High School Facebook page or at Mr. Manupelli's Twitter, @NMHS Principal.